The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. For the last few lectures, we've talked about the different tricks that Shaitan uses. And in this lecture, I want to look at how to fight off Shaitan. Any subject that we've ever gone into depth with, you know, we've looked at it from a full holistic perspective where we talked about all of these things and then how to fix it. But whenever we come to these discussions and how to fix it, it always seems very anticlimactic, you know, because whatever I'm about to tell you of how to fight off Shaitan is not something that you don't know already, right? Like, this is something that we've already been told, because if it was a mystery, then we would have some hujjah against God to say, why didn't you tell me about this, right? I'm now 40, you should have told me about this earlier. No, God has already told us these things, right? We just sort of take this as a reminder. The absolute reality in fighting off Shaitan is that we have to cling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, that's the primary base, that I have to wholeheartedly submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in yesterday's lecture, you know, we ended with the words of our seventh Imam Al-Kazim alayhi salam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad, where he describes Iblis, right? And he says, فَإِنَّهُ أَضْعَفُ مِنْكَ رُكْنًا فِي قُوَّتِهِ. He says he is weaker than you in support, even though he's strong, but he's weaker than you. He's talking to us. Allah has said he's our manifest enemy, but he says, the Imam says, he's weaker than you. Don't think that he's stronger than you, right? He's weaker than you in his power. And وَأَقَلُّ مِنْكَ ضَرَرًا فِي كَثْرَةِ شَرِّهِ. And even though he can do a lot of evil, he is less harmful to you as long as اِعْتَصَمْتَ بِاللَّهِ, as long as you hold on to Allah. If you hold on to God, there is nothing Iblis can do to overpower that. Can he win certain rounds? Yes, he'll win a couple of rounds. Yeah, he may win a couple of battles maybe, you know, but not the war. Because if you have held on to God, you will succeed. But the point is that we have to hold on to God correctly, and not sometimes how we think we're holding on to God. There is actually a manhaj, there is actually a path, a syllabus, the right word is skipping my mind, you know, there's actually a program we have to follow to hold on to God correctly. And this is sometimes we think, you know, that any path would work, or that there are multiple rights. No, there's one right. Yeah, there is one right. And that's the thing that God tells us to follow. And so this is why direction is very important, right? And so we have to take the path that has been shown to us. And so when it comes to seeking the help of God to fight off Shaitan, this concept in Islam is known as isti'adha, right? Isti'adha comes from the word iwadha, from the root word iwadha, ain wawza, right? And iwadha appears in the Quran in 17 conjugations. 17 times it appears in the Quran in different conjugations. Not 17 conjugations, in different conjugations. And we recite it all the time, right? So for example, we say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. This أَعُوذُ is isti'adha. That, O Allah, I seek your protection from بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, I seek the protection of the Lord of the Daybreak, right? قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, I seek the protection of the Lord of mankind. This أَعُوذُ is protection. And what the protection is doing is that we're asking Allah to protect us from something else. Now, the primary thing that God always tells us to seek protection is from Iblis, right? From Shaitan. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ, that when you are, when an evil suggestion comes to you from Shaitan, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ, yeah? Turn to God, seek the protection of God, because إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ, indeed Allah is all hearing and all knowing. And so this is why we always recite, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, while I seek your protection from the Shaitan, right? The cursed Shaitan. And so this isti'adha is something that we do, right? But it's not just from Shaitan that is our responsibility to seek protection. Rather, you know, like, we should have tremendous knowledge of what our weaknesses are as human beings, you know. And once we can identify our weaknesses, it's our responsibility to seek the help of God to fight those weaknesses. This is why in the Taqibat of Asr, in the Salatul Asr, what do we recite? This is the whole dua of isti'adha, isn't it? Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min nafsin لا تشبع ومن قلب لا يخشى ومن علم لا ينفع, that, oh Allah, I seek your protection from a soul that never is satisfied. I seek your protection from a heart that is not fearful of you. I seek your protection from knowledge that is not beneficial. I seek your protection from a salah la turfa, that doesn't rise to you. We are constantly doing isti'adha. We're being taught to do isti'adha. And so the concept of isti'adha is what we have to do to effectively seek the help of God to fight off Shaitan, right? Now, naturally, so we'll come to how to do isti'adha, but it's like, what are the timings of isti'adha? When should we do it? SubhanAllah, our literature is full of this, but there are a couple of hadith that I think are good for us to read and maybe try to apply in our lives. The first one is by the Prophet, and the second one is by Imam As-Sadiq alayhima afdalu salatu wassalam. Allahumma salli ala wa ali Muhammad, where the Prophet says, man ista'adha billah fi kulli yawmin ashra marrat min sharri shaytan, that one who seeks the help of God every morning and recites 10 times isti'adha to help fight off the whisperings of Shaitan, وَكَّلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَلَيْهِ مَلَكًا يَدْفَعُ عَنْهُ الشَّيْطَانِ, that Allah appoints an angel for that person who will help him fight off the whisperings of Shaitan for that day. Simple thing, 10 times, right? It's not even going to take long, right? أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, 10 times in the morning. Try it. Yeah, maybe you'll have less waswas. Yeah, maybe you'll have less temptations, you know. And if you still have it, then maybe he's already got you, you know. But at the same time, try it. Yeah, it doesn't hurt to try it. So again, like, these things don't hurt us. Set an alarm, try and remember, do something. Set an appointment on your Google clock, that when it goes off, your Google calendar, just recite isti'adha 10 times, right? Another tradition says, مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَقُولُ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ سَبَعَ مَرَّاتٍ أَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ وَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ النَّارِ, that anyone who asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 7 times, that, oh Allah, I ask you for Jannah and I seek your protection from the fire of Jahannam, إِلَّا قَالَتِ النَّارِ يَا رَبَّهُ أَعِذْهُ مِنِّي, that whoever does this 7 times, hell will say to God, oh Allah, take him away from me. Yeah, keep him away from me, protect him from me. So hell seeks our protection. And so again, these are simple things that you and I can do. We just have to have faith in these traditions, and it's not something that takes a lot. But it's not just generally, specifically. Allah says in the Quran, فَإِذَا قَرَأَتَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, that whenever you recite the Quran, first seek the refuge of Allah from Shaitan, who is a curse. This is why whenever we recite, we say A'udhu Billah, right? This is something that my teacher always taught me. You know that we say Fatiha a lot, and people say, recite Fatiha. He said, always start that Fatiha with A'udhu Billah. Always start it with A'udhu Billah, you know, and then say Bismillah. And it's something that always stuck with me, but something we can do, right? Because again, the seeking of this protection needs to be something that we constantly do, right? It's not something that we remember to do when I'm in difficulty, but if I'm constantly in the habit of reciting it, then that constantness will be rubbed off to my psyche. We have traditions that say that we should do isti'adha before salah, before changing clothes, before going to the bathroom, when angry, when making promises or commitments to somebody, cite isti'adha, subhanallah, right? Because that is when Iblis comes, right? Right then, this is his chance to make fasad between us. And so we seek his protection. And so what we're seeing is that isti'adha is something that we need to be constantly engaged in, right? But it's obviously also clear to us that this isti'adha, it cannot just be a verbal exercise, right? It can't be just a'udhu billahi minash shaitan, a'udhu billahi. That doesn't do anything, right? There has to be a lifestyle.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل على